Okay, dear students, we're going to take a look at a fixed income annuity quote. And these are from a company that's been around for over 100 years, Teachers Insurance Annuity Association. And it's a very good company, folks. They have mutual funds also now, and so check them out. But we're going to do a fixed annuity quote. And, of course, this is just preliminary. They're going to want to do your they're going to look at you as a individual for a health risk and all that other stuff, like as if you were doing for life insurance. But in this case, they're hoping that you don't live that long. So let's take a look at the quote. It hasn't changed in the last couple days when I did this. So here it is. My personal pension in four simple steps. But there should be some disclaimer saying, well, we're not sure exactly if this is the amount, but we're pretty sure. So I'm going to say we're 65 and we're going to retire this coming year. 66. Starting amount will be $500,000, which is what we did in Chapter 11 when we did the stock, bond, and then balance fund illustrations. And our monthly contribution is zero because we're retiring now. Based upon hypothetical assumptions, your results may vary. You know, you have to make it. There's the scary part that says, you know, we have to talk to you first. We can't. This is not a hard and fast quote, but this is a decent quote for somebody who's in good shape, good health at age 65. So here it is. They're going to give you $3,225 for the rest of your life in perpetuity. You can't outlive your income. And that's about, you know, a little almost $39,000 a year. And then, of course, they're going to want you to apply and talk to their people and all that junk. So that's the number we're going to use, $3,225 per month, $38,700. 100 per year. So let's take a look at the illustration. Come on, honey. Gotta talk nice to your computer. All right, it's okay. So I put down years like we did before with the mutual funds, age 65 to age 90. Actually, it's like we should probably put 66 to 90, but it doesn't matter when you're off. So we're going to take a steady amount of withdrawals, $38,700. And we're going to have a total withdrawals of about similar to what the mutual funds gave us, a little over $900,000. But what's the difference? Aha! Let's read. When you purchase the annuity, the $500,000 goes to the insurance company. That's it. You gave them the money. You purchased the annuity. It's now their money. You no longer have any remaining balance. You're going to receive that $3,225 per month, $38,700 per year for the rest of your life. Now, here's the siren song of annuities. The lifetime guarantee of an annuity sounds tempting, but what you're actually doing is locking in a mediocre return for the rest of your life. You've given the entire amount to the insurance company. There's no opportunity to create what is often called generational wealth, which is important to some people. As mentioned in the presentation, I'm not a big fan of annuities. Of course, if you're a life insurance agent, the commissions are very generous. So if you don't have any ethics, the life insurance company is essentially saying, look, don't gamble with your money. No, 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 no. You may receive mediocre returns if you make your own investment choices, especially if you panic when the markets fall. Instead, give your money to us and we will guarantee that you get mediocre returns. And folks, they've actually gotten better since interest rates have risen because they mostly put the money into bonds. Before interest rates rose recently, the withdrawals were even worse. Just a year ago, you would receive only $2,448 per month or a little less than $30,000 a year, which is a total of only a little over 700,000 withdrawals, assuming you live to age 90. Again, we're assuming you live to age 90. Remember, once you purchase the annuity, you have given the entire amount to the life insurance company. Now, if you remember the illustration of the balance fund in Chapter 11, your withdrawals would have been close to the withdrawals here from the annuity. You would have withdrawn a little over 900,000. But with the balance fund, you still have over $700,000 in your account. You see why I'm not a big fan of annuities? Also, remember, I'm a life insurance agent. Like, I could sell these things to unsuspecting individuals, but I refuse to do so. Instead, I try to get them to take our class. And I ask them to consider a balanced mutual fund or, at the very least, a bond fund. But we saw that, you know, even bonds in retirement are not enough, given that people are living far longer. So people would ask me, what kind of return are you going to get from the annuity? Well, it depends. It depends on what? It depends on how long you live. You don't know how long you're going to live. If you live 2 months, oh well, they got the whole amount. If you live to 120, they still have to pay you then. So you really can't know. But remember, the life insurance companies are not stupid. They know how long you're going to live. Now, they don't know how long you individually are going to live, but they have tremendous data on populations, and they can predict pretty darn accurately how long you're going to live. In the Business 121 Principles of Money Management class, there's a link to a longevity game. They ask you several questions about your lifestyle, and then they'll come up and say, well, you're probably going to live until age 87 or age 92. So check that out in the other class. But so what I thought, I said, well, they want to know what kind of returns you're going to get. So I figured I'll show some examples. It depends on how long you're going to live. If you know how long you're going to live, obviously, then you're going to know what kind of return you get. So here we are on the second page, where we say, okay, we do the internal rate of return calculation. We start with $500,000 that has a negative cash outflow. We have to pay that to the insurance company. And then we're going to be getting these $38,700 every year. Well, if we live to age 70, you know, we take from 65 to 69 and then die on age 70, we're actually going to wind up with a minus 25% return. Why? Because we didn't get anywhere close to eating up the $500,000 balance. If we live for 10 years, it's a negative 4.5%. Now, finally, we start to get, if we live to age 80, we start to actually get some positive returns. But it's only 2%. Yeah. And if we live to age 85, 4.5%. And if we make it to age 90, it's almost 6%. Now, if you had done this just a year ago, it was even worse. It was just really, really bad. If you made it to age 90, I think you got 2.5% or 3%. So the siren call, the tempting factor in annuities is that we'll pay you this for the rest of your life. But the insurance company's not stupid, folks. They're not doing this for their health. They're doing it to make money, and they know pretty darn well how long people are going to live and how much they have to charge. And if that kind of calculation interests you, that's a certain job, which I'm forgetting the name of the job, starts with an A, not an annuitant. That's the person who did it. Actuaries has the name. If you like math and statistics and simulations and census data, you could become an actuary. And if they do well, which they normally do with regard to their predictions, the actuary makes a lot of money, folks. So think about it. And of course, you can also get in the industry as an agent or an underwriter. The insurance industry is huge, and life insurance companies, folks, are often called the invisible bankers. How do you know an insurance company is making money? Their doors are open, right? Just like a bank. So think about it, folks, and remember that annuities suck, as Ken Fisher likes to say. I'm sorry, I'm blithering. You can stop now, but I have gotten into heated discussions with insurance agents about, you know, what I feel that our annuities are a bad deal. And one guy, this is a big conference. A bunch of us were there. We're all suited up and everything. He was about ready to hit me. He was so angry. And I, you know, cowards run in my family. I just removed myself. And his friends went over and said, you know, you idiot, you're going to wind up in jail if you do something stupid, like punch another representative. And he came over and apologized. But yeah, they get tremendous commissions. And if you look at the, there's links in Canvas and the website that show you what kind of deals the insurance agents get 7-day all expense paid Caribbean cruise. Not for the clients, no, for the the agent. Uh-huh. Okay, enough said. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. You are now awesome official investment gurus.